Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Going to keep it. Josh Allen inside the five. They're going to push him in. Pager. Touchdown, Bills.
Davis Mills, end zone throw. Touchdown, Texans. Nico Collins.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
CBS and Fox, courtesy of the calls as we get set. Week 12 in the NFL, kicking off tonight. Thursday Night Football. In H-Town with the Bills and the Texans. We'll preview that game in a moment. And I'm also going to give you a couple thoughts and bets around the Vikings-Packers game that are going to blow your socks off. In today's edition of, can Nick Costos say this on the air? Can I say this on the air? Or no? I've heard it said on TV before. Can I say that on the air? I need the crew's opinions. Yeah, we're kind of like, it's iffy. It is. I wish that everyone could see these things that I want to say that I can't say. They're really not that bad. Bill says I can say it. I'm going to err on the side of caution. I'm not going to say it. But I promise, if I did, you would laugh. All right. We got to tell you about our show sponsor, BetMGM, before we get into all the good stuff here. So go for the end zone. Can everyone please stop typing? Please. Please. So I can read the read. Thank you. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with today's Pro Football No Sweat Token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Femi broke down a number of NFL award markets today. Coach of the Year. Offensive Rookie of the Year. And let me tell you, man, you want to have your socks blown off? You got to hear what Femi has to say about Defensive Rookie of the Year. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Okay, Bills and the Texans tonight in Houston. When we left the airwaves yesterday, Buffalo was a 6-point road favorite. As it stands right now, we are back to where the number has been most of the week with the Bills as a 5.5-point road favorite. The total is now 44.5, so maybe a little more optimism that we get some scoring in the game tonight. Where we stand with injuries, Dalton Kincaid, Mecole Hardman, Curtis Samuel, all out for the Bills in the receiving core. C.J. Stroud is obviously out for the Texans with his concussion. He's expected back next week against the Indianapolis Colts. Safety Jalen Petrie, the dish, out for the Houston Texans. What a good player on their back end. Davis Mills gets another start for Houston. He's won the last two to get the Texans from 3-5 back to 500. Massive, massive game for the AFC playoff picture. The Patriots, whether Joe Burrow plays or not, are going to be favored and favored by more than a field goal on the road in Cincinnati this weekend, which doesn't mean that they're going to win, but they're likely to win. Buffalo's got to win tonight to keep pace with New England if the Bills want to harbor hopes of catching the Patriots atop the AFC East. And if you, the listener viewer, if you think Josh Allen can win MVP, you kind of need the Bills to win this game tonight in order for that to happen. And for Houston, not that a loss is like a death knell for them as far as being a wild card team, but I don't know that, if the Chiefs lose on Sunday and are 5-6, like maybe I'm just an idiot, probably. I'm still going to believe they're going to win out and make the playoffs. No one's going to feel that way about the Texans. So this is, it's not a total must win for Houston, but we're kind of close to it being that. So the stakes are insanely high tonight on Thursday Night Football with Buffalo and Houston. And the way I want to bet this game, Buffalo. And I did bet Buffalo 5.5 a couple days ago. Number went up to 6. If you wanted to bet Houston plus 6, I would certainly understand. Never said I wanted to lay 6 with Buffalo. But now the number, I think, is back in range to bet the Buffalo Bills. Because what Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady has right now, this is like the people old enough to have ever played Tecmo Super Bowl. There's a move that I remember playing against my dad back in the day. God rest his soul. I made, and my dad was a really, really like sweet, gentle man. Almost makes me think he was not like my real dad. A very sweet, gentle, good man. I beat him in Tecmo Bowl so badly once that I remember he like spiked the Nintendo controller on the ground. The vivid memory of our apartment on Northern Boulevard in Queens that I grew up in. The move was, if you use the defensive tackle, so I always use the Houston Oilers because I loved Warren Moon in the run and shoot with Haywood Jeffries and Ernest Givens and Curtis Duncan and Lorenzo White in the backfield, Michigan State great. It was Ray Childress was the defensive tackle. All you would have to do is like curve down when the ball was snapped and then dive at the quarterback. And if the quarterback was under center as opposed to the shotgun, you would sack him almost immediately. It was a really cheap move. If you remember, if you're old enough to remember, one of the greatest sports video games of all time is NHL 94. It's considered to be the greatest hockey video game of all time. You would be able to, if you went behind the net at the end of the goal that is closest to you and skate behind the net a few times, the goalie would eventually freeze and you could wrap it around and score. It was really cheap, but you could score a goal basically anytime you wanted doing that. This is what Joe Brady has. He's got the defensive tackle sack. He's got the NHL 94 wraparound. All he's got to do is call the Josh Allen play. And you've got Superman. And the Bills, in their heart of hearts, I'm sure, like they don't want to have to break glass in case of emergency in November. You want to do that in January and fully unleash Josh Allen. But they need to right now. They have to. And you saw it last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And for as good as the Texans' defense is, and it is great, I think Josh Allen is better. So I like the Bills tonight. And I think Davis Mills will have that moment. And I always would love this. It still makes me laugh to this day. We've all watched Looney Tunes in the past, right? Or maybe like the new generation. I don't know. Like kids now, do they ever watch like Looney Tunes, like Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, etc.? I don't know. But the Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner battles, right? Where they would always have this moment where the Roadrunner would run off the cliff and would be just so fast it would like carry the Roadrunner. That Roadrunner is a real son of a bitch, man. Sadistic freak Roadrunner. And would like run to the next side. And Wile E. Coyote would chase the Roadrunner off the cliff. And he'd just be kind of hanging there, suspended in midair, and then do the thing where he looks around and looks at the audience, looks right into the TV screen, and then looks down and realizes, oh bleep, there's no ground underneath me. And it's in that moment that he plummets. I think we get that Davis Mills moment tonight, where he's been playing over his head, he's off the cliff, and there's no more ground underneath him, and he just plummets. And I think the Bills win by double digits tonight against the Houston Texans. I got a couple prop angles for this game. We'll save it for the end of the show. You better you bet on this Thursday. Oh, and one other note. I think Keon Coleman is going to be a healthy scratch again. We won't know until 90 minutes before kickoff, but that is the expectation, is that Keon Coleman will again be a healthy scratch for the Buffalo Bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right. I promised a couple takes and bets that would blow your socks off. I really want to go with the other thing. It's a word that rhymes with galls. Blow your blank off. Vikings-Packers on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy, Jake, had this to say yesterday in his media availability.
I feel like, for me, I kind of make the analogy of just like, you know, a cork about to come off a bottle. Just understanding that it's, you know, one to three little things that I need to change about my game that is going to make a huge difference in the outcome of every single drive in the game. So, yeah, I feel like it's really close, but it all comes down to the consistency of the fundamentals and the little details.
So he feels like it's a cork about to shoot off the bottle. Kevin O'Connell said earlier this week that it's like cement drying. And J.J. McCarthy also said that it's like rewire. He's way too smart. He needs to dumb it down a little bit. Rewiring neurological pathways. Okay, J.J., like, you know, this is not like, you know, like the New England like Journal of Medicine here. Okay, buddy. I think it's important to remember J.J. McCarthy right now, and I'm not trying to apologize for his poor play. He's been terrible. And I've been consistent saying that. I said that they benched him. And they did. And I think I'm way right on that. He has 5 NFL starts. He has 38 starts total NFL and college. Just for context and for comparison's sake, Caleb Williams had 37 starts in college alone, which doesn't mean that like JJ's better than Caleb. He's not. I bet the Bears on Sunday. I'm just saying, like, he hasn't played that much football. It is possible that the light bulb at some point is going to come on, or the cork's going to blow off, or like the cement's going to dry. This team is, they got to dumb it down a little bit. These analogies are way too highbrow, I think, for the sports audience, okay? All right. Is this the week that J.J. McCarthy plays better? I want to ask a different question. Are we convinced that the Green Bay Packers are actually good? Or are they slightly above average or just above average? They were great in the second half against the Steelers on Sunday night. They were great week one against the Lions. And they were great week two against the Commanders. Where else have they been great? And we've talked about their schedule recently here on the show. The Packers, after this game, at Detroit on Thanksgiving, loss. Play the Bears twice in 3 weeks. I think they'll lose one of those games. At Denver, home Baltimore, at the Vikings in week 18. Why can't they go 9-7-1? Betting market thinks it's a certainty that the Packers are making the playoffs. Minus 400 at BetMGM. Chicago's already at 7 wins. The Niners are already at 7. Green Bay, I'm being serious. Like, look at the schedule. Would it really be that surprising based on the body of work if they only won 9? 9. You know who's going to play well on Sunday? 9. I've completely come around. I don't even want the points. Give me Vikings on the money line on Sunday in Lambeau. Skull. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. Femi and I talking the college football playoff next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.